This is Radio Superior 1942, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1942. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1942. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
And the Martin and McKenna Show is on the air, broadcasting from the KUWS radio studios in Superior, Wisconsin, the land of beautiful lakes. It's 5 o'clock, standard wartime, on a rainy Sunday, March the 15th, 1942. This is Jack McKenna speaking. Newsman Lou Martin is standing by with the latest war news, sports with Rapid Ray Paulson, and we'll read a touching letter from a Wisconsin nurse who is stuck with our troops under siege by the Japanese in Corregidor.
Report from fighting in the Philippines is very bad, Jack. Our men are putting up a valiant effort, but they're outgunned, outnumbered, and low in supplies.
Let's hope we can turn things around in the Pacific soon. We've been pushed back to Australia now. You've got the latest from the fighting in New Guinea. Now here's Lou Martin with the Russell Creamery 5 o'clock news.
Well, good evening, listeners. Not a lot of new information is coming out of the Pacific, which isn't unusual given the wartime restrictions. A Japanese radio report from Tokyo reports that 400 American soldiers were captured at Bang Dong in central Java, and another 100 taken prisoner in eastern Java. Fighting there remains heavy. We reported yesterday that several Allied ships were sunk there in the most intensive naval battle of the war so far. This battle is being fought to prevent further landings of Japanese troops trying to invade New Guinea and its south coast base, Port Moresby. United States troops continue to mass in Australia, bracing for an invasion there. General Douglas MacArthur fled from the Philippine Islands last month to oversee Pacific operations from Melbourne. The fear is that if New Guinea falls, Australia would be the next target of the Japanese troops, who have so far been undefeated. After Australia, the west coast of the United States would be wide open to invasion. It's unlikely that this domino effect will be stopped at the Philippine island fortress of Corregidor on Manila Bay. That's one of the last areas holding out against the Japanese. The National Defense Mothers Club has a copy of a letter from Nurse Brunetta Kultaw of West Bend, the first such letter received since the war began. Superior Chapter of the National Defense Mothers Club, number one president, E.H. Page, is with us now to read part of that letter. Good evening, Mrs. Page.
Good evening, Mr. Martin. This letter was written by U.S. Army Nurse Kultaw on January 21st, and her parents just received it this week. National Defense Mothers across Wisconsin are sharing it. It is a testament to the sacrifice our men and women are making to keep America free.
We would ask you to share that letter with our listeners, Mrs. Page.
Yes, of course. It begins, "Dear family, have no idea whether you will ever get this or when, but there is a chance, and I thought I had better try. Things have quieted down a lot. We don't know why, except that the Japs must be busy elsewhere. We are comparatively safe here. If we have to stay too long, food may be a problem, but so far we have done very well. Of course, there are a lot of things we don't have, but it is surprising how many things one can get along without. We left the hospital the day after Christmas, most of us, and the rest came Monday. Some have gone across the way and are having a harder time of it, but things seem to be going well. Of course, by the time you get this, the whole picture will be changed, and for the best, I hope. Hope my things I sent in October reached you. If you have not, by now the Army probably put them in storage by mistake. It is a good thing I sent them, and I wish I had sent more, as all the rest had to be left, and it will be a miracle if any of it is left when we go back. Could bring very little, uniform and essentials. Did have sense enough to bring the diamond bracelet and rings, but that is all in that line. Finally, I had to have my hair cut. Impossible to buy hairpins. In moving, all records seem to have been lost, so we may not get pay for some time. I got your Christmas radiogram on Christmas Day. Haven't had to work very hard, but most of mine will come later, I expect. Don't worry too much. Things are not too bad, and I'm sure I'll get back safely. Love to all. Brunetta.
And I suppose we don't know how Nurse Kiltow is now.
No, we don't. She's in our thoughts and prayers. Her family is very concerned. If there's any doubt that just regular Americans are involved in this war, Nurse Kiltow's example should clear that up.
Thank you for sharing that letter with us, Mrs. Page.
You're welcome, and God bless.
In other war news, government officials announced that a Chilean freighter has been torpedoed and sunk just 20 miles off the coast of New York. Only two out of a crew of 29 survived. Democratic United States Senator Howard Smith of Virginia has introduced legislation that would outlaw closed union shops, void contracts limiting the hours of workers, and limit war profits by companies to 6%. President Roosevelt wrote a letter to the nation's governors that highway speed limits should be reduced to 40 miles an hour in an effort to conserve gasoline. And military services were held today at the Holy Assumption Church in Superior for Gunner Mate William Kremple. Mr. Kremple was killed when the USS Truxton sank off the Newfoundland coast in a terrible storm. He's the son of Mr. and Mrs. Ray Kremple of Station B. Leo Legess led the honor guard of Company K. There are two other Kremple sons that are in the service. The Mackinac Conservation Club has endorsed a proposal to name the new $8 million Sioux Lock after General Douglas MacArthur, hero of the Bataan Peninsula. Michigan Senator Prentice Brown and Congressman Fred Braley have suggested the name to Congress. Russell Creamery News Time is 5:07. Here's Jack McKenna with a word about our sponsor.
Thank you, Lou. Well, here's something to think about, folks. He's America's young hopeful with a fair chance of becoming anything from a doctor or lawyer to president, because this is the land of opportunity. Remember, he's the little guy who's going to carry on those American traditions we're fighting for. Give him a good start for the future by serving him the best in milk. That's Russell's, of course. Golden Guernsey milk, chocolate milk, vitamin D milk, Mission Orange drink, butter, creamed cottage cheese, whipping cream, cultured churned buttermilk. Boy, it all sounds good, and it is good, and it's good for you. For vitality, dial Russell's at 5522. A chance to use your new dial system. 5522, Russell Creamery. Northwest's finest ice cream, too. It's Russell's.
Russell Creamery News Time is 5:08. A legend in local politics passed away this morning. Former Superior Mayor Fred Baxter succumbed to pneumonia at his home at 1224 North 21st Street. The colorful career of Mayor Baxter attracted statewide and national attention. He was at various times since his arrival in 1890, a railroad worker for Wisconsin Central and the Soo Line, a state senator, a mayor, and a civic leader. He last held elected office in 1935. He was still vigorous in his opinions around City Hall up until just a few weeks ago. Mayor Fred Baxter, 74 years old. Bids for the first public housing complex in the state will be opened at the Badger Inn in the Hotel Superior tomorrow. Bids will be opened by the new Superior Housing Authority for the Kelly Park 153-unit project at 6th and Hammond. A 56-year-old Indian is in the Douglas County Jail awaiting trial. John Potts was charged with violating federal law of introducing liquor at the Lac des Flambeaux Indian Reservation. Mr. Potts failed to make the $500 bond ordered by the federal court commissioner, C.W. Bishop. Superior Attorney Charles Cadigan is being mentioned as a Democratic candidate for State Attorney General this year. The Democratic Party released a list of possible candidates for governor, secretary of state, and attorney general today. State Highway Commissioner William O'Brien leads the list for governor, along with attorneys Matt Werner of Sheboygan and Harvey Habeck and William Rubin. They're both of Milwaukee. We should fly our American flags high on Tuesday as a welcoming gesture to the new bishop of the Superior Diocese. Bishop William O'Connor will arrive in Superior on Tuesday morning, and his enthronement ceremonies will take place that morning at the Cathedral of Christ the King. Douglas County Civil Defense Director Andrew Wenzel is urging all businesses and homes to fly their flags on Tuesday. And Jack, Mr. Wenzel is the first person in Superior to be called under the new dial system. City Manager Fred Buechner dialed Mr. Wenzel's number from the office of the Wisconsin Telephone Company on John Avenue at midnight, just as the company made the cutover to the new dial equipment. All went off without a hitch, according to the local division manager, Murray Calhoun. This cutover from manual to dial service took only a few seconds and marks an historic moment in Superior's history. You'll find this interesting, Jack. Being a big history buff, the first local telephone exchange was set up in Superior in 1884 with 20 customers connected to a switchboard.
The first phone service was in 1884?
Almost 60 years ago, that switchboard was set up in the millinery store of Miss Minnie Johnson at West 2nd Street and Nettleton Avenue. Walter Van Brunt was the first manager, and Miss Johnson the first operator. A few years later, a central telephone office was built on the Hammond Block at the corner of Winter and Tower Avenue in Superior's West End by the Douglas County Telephone Company. The Douglas County Telephone Company and the People's Telephone Company were purchased by the Wisconsin Telephone Company in 1909 and 1922, respectively. Today, there are 8,500 telephones operating in Superior.
You're quite a newsman, Lou. That's interesting stuff. KUWS Radio newsman Lou Martin, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have any trouble dialing that new telephone, just give me a call. I'll tell you how to do it. Now let's look at our weather forecast for this March the 15th, 1942, from the United States Weather Bureau. Tonight the rain will continue and could freeze as our temperature falls to about 30 degrees by morning. And that's it, weather fans. You know those wartime weather forecast restrictions.
You're never going to get over that, are you?
No, I certainly won't. It doesn't make much sense for us. Maybe for the West and East Coast, but not in the upper Midwest. But that's the least of our worries these days. Let's get things swinging with the big band sounds of Jimmy Dorsey and the Jersey Bounce on station KUWS from the land of beautiful lakes. the fine strains of Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra in Jersey Bounce, brand new big hit for 1942 on the Martin and McKenna Show. Friends, in this time of national crisis, we must stand united. Superior Water, Light, and Power Company is working for victory by supplying power for the shipyards, coal, and iron ore docks, and other defense industries in Superior. Superior Water, Light, and Power Company is proud to do its part for the national defense and provide service to your homes, schools, stores, and offices with cheap, dependable service 24 hours a day. Old Ready Kilowatt is ready to serve you. Remember, utilities serve America. And this message from the Superior Evening Telegram: if you want to telephone the newspaper, the new dialing number is 4411-4411. If you want to call the staff at the Telegram, Morgan Murphy, Max Levine, Seeger Swanson, Clough Gates, and Paul Scamser, just dial 4411. Remember to dial carefully. Now let's dial up some fun here with the music of Bing Crosby from 1937, Sweet Leilani, on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
Heavenly flower, nature fashion roses kiss with dew.
Lay on the earth,
and then she placed them in a bower.
Lay on the earth,
it was the star. Leilani, heavenly flower, I dreamed of paradise for two.
Leilani,
you are my paradise completed.
Leilani,
you are my dream.
Heavenly flower, tropic skies are jealous as they shine.
My sweet Leilani,
I think they're jealous of your blue eyes.
Oh, lovely Leilani,
jealous because you're mine. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, I dreamed of paradise for two.
My sweet Leilani,
you are my paradise completed.
Oh, lovely Leilani,
you are my dream come true. Paradise completed.
Oh, lovely Leilani,
you are my dream.
Yes, sirree, sir, folks, the enjoyable sounds of Lonnie McIntyre and his Hawaiians, with Bing Crosby, of course, on Station KUWS. We've got news from the world of sports with none other than Rapid Ray Paulson. Hiya, Ray. Any trouble learning the new phone system? You know, my fingers keep getting stuck in the holes.
You do have sausage fingers, Jack, but keep practicing. You'll get the hang of it, or a hang up. Well, of course, they're big, muscular fingers, so it doesn't go around so smoothly. I keep getting wrong numbers.
Good evening, sport fans. The New York Rangers won the regular season championship of the 1942 National Hockey League season last night. They had to beat the Chicago Blackhawks to get there, and they did it handily, 5-1. The Brooklyn Americans upset the Toronto Maple Leafs to clinch it for the Rangers. The Class C Baseball Northern League has added a new club. Sioux Falls will add a few miles to bus trips as they join the league's other cities of the Duluth Dukes, Superior Blues, Eau Claire, Wausau, Grand Forks, Fargo-Moorhead, and Winnipeg. Let's hope tire rationing doesn't hurt the teams this coming season. Here's the latest numbers from Superior Bowling Leagues. The Elks Ladies Afternoon League is led by K&T, with Liberty Loan second, followed by Goble Beer, Holden Tire, WDSM, Dreamland Inn, and People's Drug. Mrs. Hake has the highest average of the season, rolling a mighty fine 150. In Men's Knights of Columbus League, Federal Bakery and Northwestern Oil Company are 1-2, with Android Cocktail Lounge, Ekstrom's, Northern Beer, and the Gitchinachi Club pulling up the rear. The leading men's kegler is Parisi with a 176 average, followed by Walton with 169 and Father Noack with a 165 average. Got to go out and watch for Father Noack. He'll sneak up on you, Jack, but he's a good sport. And you know what I always say, everyone loves a good sport.
Thanks, Ray. Our own good sport, Rapid Ray Paulson. More music now from Les Brown and Jolting Joe DiMaggio. That's Ray's favorite, incidentally, on station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of beautiful Lake.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
We need a hit, so here I go.
Boy, what a tempo, eh? I like that one. Sounds great over the old RCA, doesn't it? Yes, sir, that's Les Brown and the Band of Renown. Speaking of the Superior Evening Telegram, Lou, we have a guest.
It's a pleasure from one newsman to another to introduce Morgan Murphy with his editorial opinion.
I heard that very moving letter from the nurse trapped at Corregidor, Lou, and that just drives home my point about the criticism a few people have for President Roosevelt's action interning Japanese. Alien Japanese are discovering protective custody in the United States is quite different from the brand they are familiar with at home and in the countries of their Axis partners. Over here, it isn't a grimly ironical phrase that calls up tragic stories of concentration camps and seizure and slaughter. It actually denotes protection and guardianship. These aliens are being removed from the California seacoast to an established military zone by a government that is standing by with all possible assistance. It has established agencies to shield them from forced sales and sharp creditors, to help them operate their farms, to store their goods, to assist and advise them in selling or leasing their property. This is decent and orderly fair dealing. This treatment should not be taken as softness on our part. You'd better believe G-men are on the lookout for spy activity and subversive action by not just Japanese, but also German and Italian enemies.
One man's opinion from Superior Evening Telegram editor Morgan Murphy. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Lou.
I know this is wartime and things are different than peacetime, but it's not very American to put people in custody just because of their race.
The president ordered this, and no one's hurting these Japanese. We're fighting a defensive war right now, and those imperial troops are just a couple of victories away from striking our mainland. Maybe history will say this was wrong, but this is a frightening time.
That it is. Jack, let's brighten things up a bit.
Will do, and I know just how to do that. The voice of Nat Cole, Straighten Up and Fly Right.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
The musical sounds of the velvet voice of Nat King Cole, his piano, and Straighten Up and Fly Right on the Martin and McKenna Show on KUWS.
Well, I think we could all use a dose of good news. And tonight our own Harriet Farrig has what's playing at the theaters.
And there's so much to choose from, Lewis.
Well, say, Harriet, those folks at the other radio station haven't been calling you, have they?
You're not jealous, are you, Lewis? I told you yesterday I couldn't leave you and Jack.
Well, you left the Evening Telegram for us back in 29.
But radio was new then, and there were so many possibilities. Don't you worry your red head about me, Lewis. Let's take in a movie tonight.
Sounds fine with me.
Yeah, sounds fine with me, too.
The more the merrier. There's lots to pick from. A first-run attraction is playing at People's Theater. Navy Blues with Jack Haley and Martha Ray is supposed to be lots of fun. And there's cartoons and news, too.
I like the news.
The cartoons for me.
Just 30 cents to get in at the People's Theater. The Beacon has a new issue of The March of Time about the Argentine question. The featured film is Blondie Goes to College. And tonight's the last night for that. Tomorrow, Joan Blondell and John Wayne star in Lady for a Night. John Wayne is that new up-and-coming actor who starred in Shepherd of the Hills. The Princess Theater is still the best bargain in town. It's 15 cents from noon to midnight. Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland in the Andy Hardy series, Andy Meets the Debutante. Plus, the U.S. Army thriller, The Tanks Are Coming. And Jack, there's also a Porky cartoon.
I'm leaning toward the Princess Theater.
And the Palace Theater is Lana Turner and Robert Taylor in Johnny Eager. Edward Arnold and Van Heflin are also in that movie. It's a good one. A little more expensive at the Palace. It'll cost 40 cents to get in.
Now I'm guessing Lou is also leaning toward the Princess Theater.
Now, Jack, you make it sound like Lou's a little tight.
You tell him, Harriet.
I said there's a lot to pick from. At the Superior Theater, where they have free lighted parking, it's a double feature. Jeanette McDonald and Brian Ahern. Is that right? Ahern?
Ahern.
Ahern?
Yeah.
Jeanette McDonald and Brian Ahern star in Smilin' Through. Plus, that funny new guy, Bob Hope, and his co-star, Dorothea L'Amour, are in a comedy called Caught in the Draft. Both movies are in gorgeous Technicolor. Well, what do you think, boys?
Oh, I kind of liked it when we were big lugs, Lou. Sounds better than boys.
Well, you know, both are terms of endearment. Well, that's Harriet. You know, it's not easy to turn down Martha Ray for Mickey Rooney.
And they've got cartoons and news, too, at People's.
Navy Blues it is, then. The popcorn's my treat.
All right, then. Sports fans, as I often like to say, we have another happy ending on the Martin McKenna Show. Don't forget, if you're staying home this evening, we have our usual outstanding Sunday lineup on the radio. At 6 o'clock, Jack Benny is on the air. At 6:30, you'll hear Bandwagon. At 7 o'clock, don't miss Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. 7:30 is One Man's Family. And at 8, it's Manhattan Merry-Go-Round. At 8:30, I hear the Southland singing. Maybe we should just stay in and listen to the radio, guys.
Now, don't be a party pooper, Jack.
No, sirree. Just that it's not easy to miss Jack Benny and Charlie McCarthy in the same night. We've got to go now, friends. Thanks for tuning in. It's March the 15th, 1942. For Lou and Harriet, this is Jack McKenna speaking. See you at the show.
This is Radio Superior 1942, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances provided by Peter Nordgren. All events reported on Radio Superior 1942 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1942. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.